This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Michael Thurman, former Labor Commissioner, former State Representative, and former U.S. Senate candidate, is now the superintendent of DeKalb County Schools. It may be the toughest job he's ever had. He joins us in the State Senate, or right outside the State Senate. Commissioner Thurman, superintendent, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis. It is the toughest, but it's also the most important job that I've ever had.
You have a lot of experience running a labor department. You have a lot of experience here at this Capitol. But you don't, at least apparently, as far as anyone knows, have K through 12 education experience. How would you respond to that, and why would you take this job?
I'm taking this job because the future of 99,000 students is hanging in the balance, their educational careers. And I don't know of any other more important task at this point in time as to make sure that we maintain accreditation in the DeKalb County School District and to begin to really focus on and inspire kids to reach excellence in their academic pursuits.
But as important as that job is, why are you the man to do it?
Well, I believe I'm the man to do it because I'm committed. We have 15,000 very highly qualified, dedicated employees. And I believe that working with them, working with parents and students and taxpayers, we can get the job done.
What will your first message be to this board? Because it is possible they may not even be the people you end up working with, depending on what the state board recommends to Governor Deal.
We had a very frank discussion prior to my being hired, and it was simply this. I said to them, unless you're willing, number one, to make the tough decisions, to sacrifice when necessary, then I'm not the guy. I am here for one or two very specific reasons. One is to make sure that DeKalb County School District returns to the status of excellence recognized across this country, and two, to focus on delivering educational opportunities to our kids. Nothing else really matters. We have to focus on our children.
Where are the first areas where you have to do that?
Number one, we have to protect and restore full accreditation to our system. And we are willing to ready to do whatever is necessary to achieve that goal.
But the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools has pretty much indicated that the restoration of accreditation is pretty much a board problem, not a superintendent problem. So how can you have any effect on that? And part two of this question, I asked Governor Deal about this a couple of days ago, and he said, really, as far as the recommendation and what he decides about the school board, the changing of a superintendent really has no effect.
Well, the superintendent is empowered to lead the district, and the superintendent actually advises the board. The board provides elected leadership, but at the end of the day, the buck stops with the superintendent. And I have the commitment of this board to make the tough decisions, to provide the direction, and to do what's in the best interest of our children. I'm convinced, and I've seen it already, that this board is willing and able and dedicated to that fact, and I have their full support.
Does that mean that they'll give in on some of the alliances, blocks, if you will, that have formed on this board?
I wouldn't characterize it as giving in. We have to prioritize and focus on what's most important. What's most important are the children who are in the schools, who are really doing everything we're asking them to do, working hard, studying, making good grades. So they are the ones that we have to focus on. Whatever politics that may have existed are really not necessarily that important anymore. Not to me, not to the board. They told me very specifically, Michael, you do what's in the best interest of the children, period.
Hypothetical question. If the board is removed, or if a substantial number of the members are removed, then we have a new board coming in, or a lot of a new board. We have a new superintendent. Where's the institutional memory that would help this system go forward?
What I am asking the state board to do is to give me an opportunity. I was hired to do this job. The board has given me the authority and the direction and the support. All we really need is an opportunity now to demonstrate to the board, to SACS, that we are serious, we are focused, and that we will be successful.
So are you asking the state board not to recommend the removal of the current board?
No, I'm not. I'm asking the state board to give me an opportunity to do what's in the best interest of the children of DeKalb County.
Maybe a little premature, but there's a lot of debate in DeKalb about realignment of schools, possible closing of schools. In order to save money, Is this something that is going to be part of what you're going to be addressing?
Well, we're looking at the entire agenda as it relates to the DeKalb County School District. These are difficult times. These are challenging times. As I said, the challenges are great, but the opportunities are greater.
What will be success in your mind, other than keeping accreditation?
Well, number one, that will be success, keeping accreditation, because that is what's most important to the parents and the students who are presently enrolled in our system. Beyond that, returning DeKalb to the position of excellence, where we are recognized across this country as one of the finest public school systems in the nation.
That'll mean possibly spending more on teachers' facilities and so forth. Are you saying, look, we may even have to look at asking more from the taxpayers at a time when we're really fighting just to stay alive?
No, I think the first question is, with the revenue that we have, is it being appropriated in its most effective and efficient way? Before you get to more taxes, the question is, are you using your current resources in the most effective manner?
So will that mean an audit?
It could mean a full range of things, including an audit.
Have you talked about that at all?
Not yet. I'll put together a 90-day plan. I have until March 15th under my contract to present to the board my plan and with directions as to the way forward.
How long are you planning to stay in this job?
Well, I have a contract for 12 months.
Is that going to be enough?
Well, I hope so. That's my goal. And if we can finish the job sooner, then I've said very clearly that once the mission is completed, I will return to my practice at the Butler Wooten Prof.
Because DeKalb has had a string of superintendents in a very short period of time.
That's correct.
So is 12 months enough, maybe not just to get what you want done, but to restore the continuity DeKalb might
need? I see myself as a transitional figure. One of the other agenda items is that we're going to initiate a national search to find the best qualified educator in America to come and serve as the permanent superintendent. My role is clear. I'm an interim. I'm a transitional figure. I'm there to make the tough decisions as quickly as possible and to refocus the district in a direction that's going to result in a higher quality of education for our children.
In the meantime, will you resist efforts by some folks in places like Dunwoody to break out of the DeKalb school system and form their own?
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to all the citizens, all the parents, all the taxpayers to listen, to learn, and then to lead.
Which is saying what?
Which is saying I'm looking forward to speaking with the parents and the taxpayers in South DeKalb, in North DeKalb, and specifically from Dunwoody.
So are you opposed in principle, though, to a school system, an independent Dunwoody school system?
I'm looking forward to listening to those who are interested in establishing a separate school system and then hopefully have some discussion and gain some understanding as to why they feel that is necessary.
DeKalb County Interim School Superintendent Michael Thurman. Mr. Thurman, thanks so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. I always enjoy talking to you.